Welcome back. I have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with the City Administrator of Shenandoah, Mr. A.J. Lyman. Mr. Lyman, thank you for your time.
My pleasure, Aaron.
Pleasure to visit with you. Things are going well in the city of Shenandoah.
Yeah, we got some more rain last night, and the sun's shining today, so looking pretty good.
Yep, more rain in the forecast. So what can we do other than say we'll take it? Because that's really about all we'll do, Mr. Lyman. So all the council members present at the meeting?
They were.
All the routine preliminary items were approved?
They were.
There was a public hearing for the fiscal year 27 budget. Any comment at the public hearing?
No, none was received.
The consent agenda was approved?
It was.
Let's look at new business. Discussion of resolution. You had a few of them, Mr. Lyman. After the public hearing and then adopting the 27 annual budget. Was that adopted?
It was.
Approved unanimously?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then a public hearing on April 28th at 6 p.m. to authorize a loan agreement and the issuance of notes to evidence the obligations of the city thereunder. This is for the Fremont Channel Aquifer. Explain that a little bit to me and then what took place.
So this is part of the process towards interim finance for the Fremont Channel well project that we're working on. We secured long-term financing through the USDA, similar to what we did for the wastewater treatment plant improvements that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the requirement with USDA is they do the loan, they wrap it all up at the end, so we have to secure financing during the project itself. So this is a step along that process to secure a loan that will be rolled into the eventual long-term loan with the USDA.
Okay. Approved unanimously.
Yes, sir.
All right. Next agenda item dealt with the bids to demolish and clean up some properties. 102 West Sheridan Avenue, 608 Sportsman's Park, 300 University, 402 West Valley, and 319 East Washington. Did I miss any, Mr. Lyman? I think that's it.
I think that's a four houses and the old shower house from the old pool.
Yep.
We're finally not using it as storage anymore, so we can go ahead and tear that down.
Tell me about that item. When will those bids be due, and tell me about that.
Let's see here. I'm just flipping to that page here. One second, Aaron. Oh, my gosh. The packet's falling apart.
Yeah.
All right. So those bids are due back to City Hall by 10 a.m. on Thursday, May 7th. From there, I believe we would try to award bid on our first meeting in May, which would be the 12th.
Okay. All right. So people would submit those bids to City Hall. Is that the right thing to do?
Yep. Yeah. And we have a handful of demolition companies that have asked us to put them on the list.
So gotcha.
We'll mail out a handful of packets, but anybody who, for whatever reason, might not be on that list is welcome to contact us here at City Hall.
Okay. All right. An agreement between the City of Shenandoah and Michael and Sarah Waite for demolition of 608 8th Avenue and the grant application of a maximum of $7,500. Discussion and action that took place on that.
That was approved, and that was 604 8th Avenue.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all right. A lot of numbers there.
Yeah.
But yes, that was approved. That's that project we've been doing for a handful of years now. It seems to be pretty successful, especially when the owner of the property wants to retain the property, potentially has future uses for it. So it ends up, kind of saving the citizens some money there. I think mm-hmm. we average around $10,000 per demolition on average. So we end up saving a little bit of money on the demo itself and then on legal fees for acquiring the property. And we don't have to go through the process of trying to sell it down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So this one was approved. I think the last one we did was back in January, and that one's done and put to bed. So pretty successful little program we've got going here.
Very good. Approved unanimously.
Yes, sir.
Pay application 19905545.70 to All Purpose Construction. This is for the wastewater improvement project. Approved unanimously.
Yes, it was.
And then, as typical, invoice 89510, $5,395 to Teal Geotech for the improvement project. I think they do testing out there. Correct for that.
Yep. Soil and concrete. I mm-hmm. mean, we're building a giant concrete box, so anytime they pour it, they're doing some testing.
That's it. Air and slump and that sort of thing. You bet.
Yeah, for sure.
Discussion is approved unanimously, too, by the way.
Yes.
And then there was a pay application number one $234,039.86 to Voltmer. This is for the airport runway project, 422, and the taxiway lighting system project. Was that approved unanimously?
Yes, it was. And those guys are, I believe, on schedule, if not maybe slightly ahead of schedule. I think they're about two-thirds of the way done with that project.
Oh, wow. Moving right along.
From I'm sorry?
I said they're moving right along.
Yeah. You know, upgrading from the old incandescent bulbs to LED bulbs. And I know my airport manager is really excited about the shelf life and of LEDs versus incandescent bulbs. So we're excited for him there.
Very good. Then there was a piece of equipment, a multifunctional field cultivator for $47,927 from Turfworks. This is for the Park and Rec Department. This was apparently budgeted, correct, Mr. Lyman? So discussion and action on that.
Yeah, this was it's a cultivator specifically designed for like baseball and softball fields. It kind of replaces about three or four different pieces of equipment that we're using independently. Mm-hmm. This will be kind of an all-in-one machine. We're pretty excited about it from that perspective of saving some hours on some other pieces of equipment that aren't exactly perfect, but they work.
Yes.
for our purposes. And luckily, we're going to use some Wilson Trust funds towards that with the funds that they annually give to the city. So
when,
nice little bonus there.
When will that be on site?
Probably not for a little bit. I think there's a bit of a lead time on that. So right now we're making do as we always do. But going forward, you know, we'll be excited for it once we get it.
And street sweeper, a new Temco 435 from Armor Equipment. You have a couple of different options there for financing. What ultimately took place with that item?
It was approved to do the 7-year finance for the total price of $294,665. It's replacing our existing sweeper, which we believe is about 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
Just getting a little old, and this is a different style. It's a vacuum style sweeper, and the demos that the street department had, they were very happy with it. It's also on like a regular box truck type chassis, so it's not a rear wheel drive or steering, and so they're pretty excited about it, and should help with some stuff there.
Very good. Then you had, well, this is something you've been doing for a while, Mr. Lyman, your e-cycle event for May 1st, a good partnership going on there. Tell me about that event.
Yeah, normally we do it around Earth Day. I think Earth Day kind of crept up on everybody this year a little bit, but partnering with Pella, Lloyd's, and Mid-American Energy, as well as Shenandoah Sanitation, to help do the e-cycle event, you know, help keep some of those things out of the landfill and hopefully even repurpose them and get them back into the stream there otherwise. So great event, 3 to 5 on May 1st out at the Pella parking lot. So anybody who has things to recycle, please partake.
There you go. Approved unanimously.
Yes.
Sewer adjustment request from Jerry Wagaman. Is that correct, Mr. Lyman? 406 Carter Street.
Yeah, Wagaman.
Wagaman
is how you pronounce that.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a farmer hydrant that developed a leak, and none of that water went down the drain, so council went ahead and approved that unanimously.
Okay, just over $1,100 for that adjustment.
Yeah, so. it was a sizable leak,
yeah.
For sure.
All right. Then temporary exclusion of Chapter 93 for filling the Wilson Aquatic Center public swimming pool. Tell me about that.
Yeah, with the adoption of our new Chapter 93, it specifically said no pool filling, including a municipal pool. Like last year, though, council has the opportunity to exempt themselves from that, or the city from that, and the pool specifically with that. The water superintendent's plan to fill it would be doing it slowly during non-peak hours, and we're confident in our ability to get it filled and have minimal impact on the system, as well as keeping it full otherwise, now that we've addressed those issues two summers ago.
All right.
So council went ahead and approved that unanimously.
Very good. Rates and salaries for some of your part-time, seasonal, full-time employees. This is number 4 on the list at City Hall. Was that approved as well? And how are you doing staffing-wise for the upcoming summer season?
Well, now that we decided to open the pool, you know, we need to hire some lifeguards. So there were a few of those in there,
and
I'm sure we'll have some more coming up shortly. But staffing-wise, I think from I think all of our full-time positions are full, so we've just got a bunch of summer seasonal hires to go, and got a handful in place. But yeah, if anybody's interested in a position, please contact us here at City Hall.
There you go. Public comment, citizens' opportunity to address the council. Did you have public comment?
Yeah, we had a couple. There was a question about how our system monitors leaks, and I think as a result of that, we're probably going to come out with a kind of an explainer of what our radio tower system does and what the data interpretation side of things does and how it alerts us and how it doesn't. And I think there's maybe a bit of a perception that it does more than it does. So we want to educate the public on that, partially as a result of that comment, but partially because we just hear things from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to explain that a little bit better to folks. And then there was a question about some campers and trailers around town that seem to be hooked up to power and water, and there was a question of whether or not people were living in them and what the city's enforcement ability is in that. I know that city attorney is working on a new ordinance that addresses that specifically, so more to follow on that at some point.
All right. What about council committee reports? What did you have there?
The Park and Rec Department did solicit bids for new playground equipment at both Gotch and Garfield Park. They've had a couple of meetings on that, narrowed it down, but they weren't quite ready to make a decision. I think based on the numbers that came back, it looks like we're only going to be able to do one park to the extent that we want to, rather than two half-done parks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they should hopefully have a recommendation for us here at the next April council meeting on the 28th.
Okay.
With that. But I know they put in quite a few hours going through 8 to 10 different companies, multiple bids on multiple parks. So quite a bit of work picking what they like and what they don't like and everything there. The library, I believe, has ordered new digital signs, including one we're going to put on the corner of Sheridan and 59 for community events and things like that. So we're excited that process is moving forward. And then, you know, it's getting into summer season, so there's going to be that many more events going on from a SCIA and chamber perspective. So mm-hmm. Keep an eye out. Check out our community calendar.
All right. And then the next agenda item next upcoming meeting, future agenda is what I'm trying to say, Mr. Lyman. A public hearing for the Fremont County or the Fremont Channel Aquifer Loan Agreement. Anything else for the future agenda?
Oh, we'll always come up with something, you know, maybe some more lifeguards to hire and other stuff. But no, you know, we've always got some irons in the fire, things we're working on. We can get them on there as quick as we can.
Very good. Mr. Lyman, I appreciate your time. Make it a great day.
You too, Aaron.